o'clock.
Good morning.
God bless you, Jamie.
I want to first of all thank you for all your kindness. The breakfast was wonderful this morning. Your smiles as you come in the door. Your encouragement has been another wonderful weekend. And may I say I love you, and I hope the Lord's blessing will continue with you, all of you. The few thoughts on my mind is in 1 Kings chapter 17. I've tried to preach on this before. I don't remember when. But this was what's on my mind. So I pray that the Lord will bless me. You know, last night I talked about Abraham. And Abraham and the old prophets of old, Daniel, Joshua, they were Moses. They were people that saw miracles of God firsthand. And it's hard for us to understand them today. And as I repeat, I remind educated folks, when they say, I don't believe that God spoke this world into existence, well, I tell them, I don't believe in atomic energy because I can't see it. I don't believe in electricity. I've said this before, Gary. I know I have.
Good.
I'm getting a little dense, but I have. What I'm trying to get them to say, don't discount the miracle working God of heaven because you can't figure him out.
Yeah.
I can't figure out how my car works, but I'm going to go 230 miles home, I hope the Lord. And I've said this before. Elijah lived in the day of a miracle working God, and he saw it.
Amen.
And Sarah, when the Lord came to Sarah and told Sarah of this miracle of having a child when you're in your 90s or 80s, they laughed just as we would laugh. But we shouldn't do that. Because the same God of heaven that lived in those days live today. And we're in a world today that need him as much, if not more, than they did. So we see Abraham there, and the Lord promises them a miracle, and he delivers. So now we've got another one. When I go back to Daniel today, children of God, I want you to remember this one thing, as I often repeat. We serve a miracle working God that we don't understand.
Amen.
Don't forget him. 1 Kings chapter 17. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, Ahab, the wicked king of Israel, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, I'm telling you, children of God, young and old alike, remember, God of heaven liveth, and Jesus Christ is sitting on his right hand, and everything is perfect in heaven. That's the reason you will have an ability to love.
Amen.
Do you love your mother and father? Do you love each other? That's because everything in heaven is still in perfection, but we are left here below. The miracle working God of heaven in the days of Israel is still reigning and ruling and still holds this earth in his hand.
Amen.
He rules this government. He rules and reigns in the lives of people. He makes right what we do wrong. He has mercy in not giving us what we deserve, just like Elijah would find out. Elijah was here. He said this to King Ahab. I'm not just telling you this, but I come on the authority of the God of heaven, and this God lives.
Amen.
Daniel said, there's a God in heaven, Pharaoh, that can interpret that dream. I can't, but there's a God in heaven. So Elijah says here to King Ahab, as the Lord God of heaven liveth. Listen, you little children. Listen to us older folks. As the God of heaven, he still lives.
Amen.
We don't know what we may have to face. We don't know before we get home. But there's a God in heaven that still lives. And he still reigns and rules. So Elijah said, make no misunderstanding. There's a God in heaven. O king, we are not careful to answer thee. We know that this furnace is hot. But we know that God is able to deliver this.
Amen.
My brother, as he fights cancer, has said the very same thing as I told y'all last night. And the nurses told me at the radiation center, we've never seen anybody like him. Don't he know what he's facing? I said, he knows what he's facing. As the Lord liveth, Elijah's saying, we sometimes look at Jesus like he's just like us. Ahab, make no mistake, it's not going to rain for 3 years. Why? Because the Lord lives and He does His will.
Amen.
There shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word.
Right.
And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, Elijah, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Kidron that is before Jordan. Here it is. You ready? Everybody ready? And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Miracle.
Amen.
Ravens don't feed, ravens take.
Right.
We don't just turn into children of God. The Lord said, I've called thee. The Apostle Paul said, wouldn't it please God who called me from my mother's womb and separated me, listen, children of God. We didn't just say, I think I've become a child of God. The Lord called you. All things work together for them that love God, for them who are the called according to His purpose. This is a miracle. Elijah, you go to this brook. I've commanded the ravens to feed thee there. We have a commanding God, not an asking God. We don't have a God that asks and it shall be done. He commands and it's done. So here's a miracle already. I've commanded the ravens to feed thee there.
Right.
And here comes another one. Here comes a widow woman that he also commands. Aren't you glad that the Lord is a commanding God? Well, see, he wouldn't be God if he didn't command and it's done. You know, we have all of this false doctrine that says, He will if we will. That's just not true. He's a commanding God. Let there be light.
Amen. There was.
You ever notice that when He created man, just saw that setting there. Brother Stan, you filled up with eggs and you got plenty of energy? Stir them up. Because I'm about done. You know, he says, let there be light, let there be firmament, let there be water, let there be fowl in the air. But then it's a very miraculous saying to me, let us. The spiritual thing is coming here now. Man is coming. Let us make man. Don't you see the difference? The wonderful, that there's not a great spirit in the sky, as the Indians thought. That's God of heaven, they felt. There's not a spirit in the trees. They're just natural. So God says, let there be light. But then he says, let us. Let us. Some folks may think Jesus really didn't exist until he came on the earth. Give me a break. He's always been with the Father because it's a miracle, 3-in-1 Godhead, that we don't understand, just like we don't understand how the sun don't just burn up.
Right.
But then he says, let us, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, unto him that's able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his Father with exceeding joy.
Yeah.
Let us make man. That's very interesting. Read it. In our own image.
Amen.
The God of heaven commands. He commands when these bodies are riddled with cancer and all types of diseases, or when our children are taken, or our men are taken in war, when all type of calamity went on in the coal mines and the wars and in the all types of things, the Lord commands, come home, my dear servant. The winter's over. The winter's past. Come home. He don't ask, Brother Gary, are you ready? He commands that soul. I'm here for you. Let not your heart be troubled, Brother Jonathan. John 4. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you. Not when you're ready. Not when the doctor's ready. He commands the soul and he comes for it. So here's a miracle. He commands the raven. That's a miracle. You try that. I tell these young parents, quit asking your children to do stuff. Command them to do stuff. My dad, Jamie, do you want to go hand tobacco lesson? Jamie, do you want to pull today? Or do you want to hand lead? Get out there, boy, and get to work. And it didn't hurt me none. God is not a God like we are. And Elijah will say, this God lives. And I'm going to tell you by my word that he sent his prophet. It's not going to rain, Ahab, for 3 years. Elijah, you get up away from here. Go to this book. I've commanded the raven. to feed thee.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. And there goes Elijah. The brook's dried up, Elijah. Let's go. Get up. That's another story. And here he says, there's a widow woman. Well, who's that coming down the road? Lord, I hope he don't want nothing to eat. All I've got for me and my son. What are we going to do? He tells Elijah, before he ever gets to the woman, I've commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. Oh, that's the God I'm taking back to Danville. That's the God I've heard preached. The widow woman didn't have no idea that your Lord had put it in her heart. Elijah said, fix me a little meal. You've heard this over and over. Fix me a little meal. And then give, you know, me first.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that oil that you're wanting and that bread that you're worried about, that meal, it's not going to run out all the days of this famine. And as we go through a famine in our time, children of God, as we worry, I've got another grandchild on the way, and worry about my children, what they may face, I've got hope and joy that there's a commanding God in heaven. I love you, and if anybody tells you I don't love you, you just tell them, you done told me a story. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.
Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace.